1.7.
As you can see, we've started work on the substructure. In other words, the part of the structure that's below ground level.
Right.
See there.
The foundations are concrete piles. Basically, a pile is a column going down into the ground. And we're using what we call bored in situ concrete. In other words, we bore or drill a hole in the ground and concrete's poured in situ, which means it's actually poured on the construction site in its final position.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
An alternative is to use what we refer to as precast-driven piles. Precast refers to the fact that the piles are made at a factory away from the site before being delivered. They're then driven into the ground. They're hammered in with a pile driver, which, put simply, is just like a giant hammer.
Uh-huh.
And they don't just drive in piles, they drive everyone mad with a constant boom, boom, boom all day long. So, thankfully for our ears, we're not using that technique. Instead, we're boring the piles. The pile auger over there is effectively just like a giant drill. As it drills into the ground, we pump a special liquid called bentonite into the hole.
Right.
Essentially, it's a kind of clay suspension, a sort of mud. And that prevents the walls of the hole from collapsing inwards.
Right.
So, when the hole's finished, it's full of bentonite. It looks just like a big, muddy puddle on the ground. Obviously, it's not a good idea to step in one, like a colleague of mine once did and then had to drive home in his underpants for a change of clothes. So, once the hole's been bored and filled with bentonite, they lower in some steel reinforcement and then concrete's pumped in. And because the concrete is denser than the bentonite, it displaces it. So, in simple terms, if you picture a glass full of water and imagine pouring concrete into the glass, the water would overflow and you'd end up with a glass full of concrete.
Uh-huh.
So, that's piling. If anyone has any questions, by the way, just go right ahead.